But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got souls, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I explode.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's the best way to start it. Marie Maloney sneezed and her headset came off. Welcome to Adam Sandler, Please Stop. A retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past and present. I'm Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, because this is the first episode, my co-host,
Marie Maloney,
who now has her headphones on.
I sneezed real
hard. This week, we are going to look at Adam Sandler's first film, Going Overboard, and that's what we're going to do. First episode is going to be his first film, and we're going to go in order of the release dates. I'm going to give the plot synopsis, we will listen to the trailer, we'll give some facts, and then we're going to go right into the movie. But before, for this very first episode, Marie has something that she thinks needs to be said.
Yes, so a little background as to why we're doing this. Bacon and I are a couple of garbage kids whose love of truly terrible films knows absolutely no bounds. That said, of all the bad movies that we watch together, we find Sandler's work particularly egregious because as kids we loved Adam Sandler.
Loved him.
And we genuinely enjoyed his earlier, maybe not this film, but earlier films.
Yeah.
He was only looked up to and he was a comedic role model. But as his career progressed...
Marie's also learned to read. Go ahead.
But as his career progressed, we watched his movies filled with heart and underdog stories quickly devolve into his characters being rich bullies who were above ridicule. His movies simply became vehicles for Happy Madison production friends to make a quick $1 million.
And vacation together.
Yeah, and basically go on cool vacations together. Mm-hmm. Where, when, and why did this breakdown occur? Well, Bacon and I are kind of putting ourselves through this soul-sucking ringer of watching every single Adam Sandler film, so you don't have to, in a quest to find answers and to just beg Adam Sandler to please stop.
Stop making bad films. We don't want him to stop that. We would like him to start making, like, because he has enough money.
Right.
And we really do like him, and when he makes a good film, it is so much fun.
Yeah.
But recently... it's just gotten bad. And we're not haters of Adam Sandler.
No.
We love him.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to make it my mission. My mission. Guys, I haven't even started drinking yet. That's also a feature of this podcast.
We drink during it too, yeah.
I'm going to make it my mission to invite Adam Sandler every week to Chicago.
Or anybody who's been on his show or who's worked with him.
Yeah. Anyone
open invite.
Who has worked on a film with Adam Sandler or Adam Sandler himself to come on the show and just explain yourself.
You could email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com if you want to get a hold of us. Yeah, another reason why we picked Adam Sandler movies is because he is so talented and we know that he could do better. Otherwise, we would have just done like Kevin James, Please Stop.
Yeah.
Or, oh God.
Who's or the Rob guy from Schneider,
Rob
please.
Schneider, Please Stop.
Actually, Rob Schneider, just go away. Go.
Never start.
Move to a mountain somewhere.
Anyway, but besides that... we might get to those if we get through, because right now there's 39 Adam Sandler movies, so we'll see. So that's
God,
that.
God, help us.
That's all right, you guys. Sorry. We are also going to try and be concise with our stuff. So that is our intro. I think you guys get it. If you're Adam Sandler fans, hopefully you're still with us. This week, his first film, Going Overboard.
Okay. Hit me with it.
Here's the plot synopsis.
All right.
A struggling young comedian takes a job on a cruise ship where
standard.
He hopes... for his big chance to make it in the world of cruise ship comedy.
I mean, damn.
That's it. And
that's
for those
it?
Of you who don't know...
Wait, there's not more?
That's it. Well, no, I picked the shortest synopsis.
Oh, okay.
Because we're going to listen to the trailer.
Cool.
For those of you who don't know, Marie and I are improv comedians here in Chicago.
Yeah. And all of our friends go on cruise ships except for us.
I got a call back for a cruise ship, went to the long thing, have still yet to be asked to go on the cruise ship. But that is an actual thing. Comedians, yeah, like you go and do sketch shows.
Very real.
And improv shows on boats.
Or stand-up. I mean...
They're stand-up people,
Carnival
too.
Cruise.
Yep. So this is a real thing, and it's literally just... And this is his first film. This
it's from
is
1989.
1989, so this is before his Saturday Night Live blew up, and this is before Billy Madison blew up. It was... I'll just go into some of the facts. That's one of the facts. The film was originally released in 1989, but once Adam Sandler became successful... After appearing on Saturday Night Live and in the films Billy Madison, it got a wider release in 1996. After that, the same year that Happy Madison came out. Happy Gilmore.
It took a while though.
Yeah, because there were like
he was already gone from SNL by then.
96? Yes, yeah, but that was because they lost a lot of money on the film because it didn't do well, and that was just them being like, oh, now he's famous, so now people...
Oh, wait, I got this film in the back lot!
And I just remember seeing it at the video store and being
wait,
like,
you
I
saw
never,
this at the video store?
I never watched it. No, I saw the
but you,
cover.
You remember the cover?
I totally remember the cover.
Oh,
it's
my
disgusting.
Oh, gosh!
And I'm like, I don't ever remember that, and I'm like, this has to be awful. It looks awful.
Second grade in 1996, so I don't recall.
So, that. How much older am I than you?
4 years.
So, I was in sixth grade. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was definitely there after that time. It was always sitting there. Nobody ever rented it. Anyway, you ready to hear the trailer?
Yes.
Here we go.
Adam Sandler is a cruise ship waiter fishing for laughs.
All my life, I just wanted to get on stage and make people laugh.
Hi, how you doing, Errol? What's your name?
I hate you!
Stand-up comedy is such a sad thing.
This isn't going so well, is it?
It's absolutely the most degrading thing a human being can put himself through.
What? No.
There's your punchline.
Oh, boy.
Somewhere between seasickness... and murder.
This super cop
discovers the power of laughter. Adam Sandler is going overboard.
But first, let's see a montage of some beautiful women.
Oh, boy.
They knew their target audience for this one.
What the hell do you mean by that?
Comedy.
Can't think of anything funny.
It's a killer.
Yeah, I am funny.
Oh my lord. Oh my.
And that is the trailer.
Murder really threw me for a loop. I truly was not expecting that.
Oh,
well,
I don't know why. I don't know why that would throw you for a loop, Marie. Other facts about this movie. Its budget was $200,000.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
and they literally just were able to go film on a cruise ship. And they're like, let's take advantage of this. They shot it all in a week. Adam Sandler was so embarrassed by this film, his first starring role, that it isn't listed on his filmography on his official website. Mm-hmm. Now, I went to go double check this fact that I found out. And when you Google Adam Sandler's website, it takes you to the website www.asandler.com. And I'm going to show Marie that website right now. It is like a really old website from like 1996. It says Adam Sandler's page, but it's not. It's blurred out his face from Billy Madison. There's a picture below it that says "Pull your head out," and it's that old Photoshop thing of a guy shoving his head up his butt.
Yeah, that's what I laughed at.
In the lower left-hand corner, it says this page is best viewed with Netscape now 3.0. And it says at the top, most of the material here may offend or disgust some people. If you're one of these people, leave now
while you have the chance. What?
Turns out this is not his page. Turns out that if you actually go to adamsandler.com, it just takes you to his Facebook page. So that fact really doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. He doesn't care enough to have his own website.
You don't need your own website anymore. I mean, it just goes to his Facebook page. So, like, whatever.
Lauren Lapkus has her own website, okay? So...
Okay. The production was shot entirely on a cruise ship from New Orleans to Cancun. The ship was going to the Miss Universe pageant and was filled with beauty queens from all over the United States. So that's why we will see a bunch of them in this movie.
Wonderful.
The camera crew
and
forgot
convenient.
To... Yes, and ooh. The camera crew forgot to bring on a box of lenses on the ship.
Shut up.
So the director of photography was forced to shoot with the wrong lenses.
Oh.
And we will be able to see on this
Whoops-a-daisy.
Entire
Whoops-a-daisy. Wait, I thought you had the lenses.
Oh, my God.
Randy, so, I thought you had the lenses.
But I thought you had the lenses.
Then who has the lenses? The port. Just the boxes sitting in the port. Oh, man.
So here's the format that we're going to do. You guys, we are going to watch the movie together.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to watch 30 minutes of it. As soon as 30 minutes are up, you guys don't have to. You guys are not going to listen to this part. We're going to stop it. We're going to talk for about 10 minutes, hopefully not more than that. And we will continue to do that style until the movie's over. That way, everything's fresh and we can talk about what we just saw. And also, each of us have a stop card, an Adam Sandler stop card.
Yes.
Where if we use that, if we see something and we're like, we have to talk about
this
right now.
It's like when we cannot handle what is happening.
Yes.
Is when we throw the stop. Sometimes it's a holdout. I throw the stop pretty quickly, though.
Marie
not gonna
is
lie.
Not conservative with her stop card.
I am liberal with my stops.
Yes.
Also important to note, we're drinking
yeah.
the entire time. Because you don't want to sit through one of these movies sober.
Well, okay? this is the first bad one, and then it'll be
yeah,
totally
cool. Yeah, I mean, maybe
cool
during the better
while.
Ones, but... We're going to be drinking every time, okay? Even for the good ones.
Marie's an
even
alcoholic.
Even when we're mid-Gilded Age of Sandler, we're going to be drinking. So deal with it.
All right. I'm excited for this, Marie. This is one that I've never seen. You've never seen.
We're starting at the beginning, baby.
We are starting at the beginning, and we're really excited, and we hope that you guys like it.
See you in a half hour.
See you in a half hour. Oh boy, lots of stuff to talk about in this
yeah.
half hour. Marie, go ahead and what do you gotta say?
Go right from the beginning.
Yep.
The title sequence is like a shitty caricature of Adam Sandler that just makes like weird, like stereotypical Adam Sandler faces, but they like run out of faces like after four. So yeah. they're really stretching, and it's just, it's
the whole
unnecessarily
movie,
way too long.
Well, they're stretching the whole thing.
Yeah, they're stretching
they show
the whole
him,
thing.
Like, when he gets on the cruise ship, it takes forever for him to get, he, like, they show every step of him getting on the cruise ship.
This cruise ship he's on is fucking disgusting.
Also, it's the smallest ship
it's
I've ever
so
seen.
It's so small.
It's a boat.
It's like,
I'm going to call it a boat.
It's full of rust. Like, they keep showing exterior shots, and it's the same as the one from In the Harbor.
Also, Marie thought it was
nasty.
On fire, but it's just an old cruise ship that uses, like, a really old engine, and you can see the smoke coming out of the top.
It's so gross.
It's an old boat. So, you have to think, because this is from 1989,
yes.
but this boat isn't brand new.
No.
And most cruise ships aren't. And
so this
ship
like
is from the
70s.
Yeah. And it looks like it. The ship's disgusting.
He also, curveball I wasn't expecting, he tries to pull a Ferris Bueller where he talks to the camera the whole time.
Yeah.
He literally, the first sentence out of his mouth is that the movie is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he literally comes out and say like, hey, this movie sucks. The only reason why we're doing it is because we got to go on this cruise ship for free.
Yeah.
And also, I'm just...
Like,
so that,
this is major foreshadowing for, like, the rest of his career. Like, what?
Also, the problem with him talking to the camera is they don't have the right lenses. So, there's...
As we... Yeah,
all
as
the
we
shots,
noted.
All the shots are wrong and give the wrong feeling.
Yes.
Because
it's
of
a real issue.
Yeah. The other comedian on the... So, basically, he just plays... He's a waiter, and he wants to be a comedian on the cruise ship. And there's another comedian on the cruise ship. He's the only guy. He's the only comedian on the cruise ship. And he doesn't tell... They didn't write him any jokes. They were literally
his
just like, be crude and
are
gross.
Just about incest with his family members.
It's disgusting. It's not
it's
funny.
It's so bizarre.
They didn't write anything for him. And he's just like, come and do this. And I feel, I mean, the guy was probably just like, hey, be this weird, gross character. Yeah. But like, you could still be this gross character and write gross jokes. I write gross jokes all the time that I can't say.
Bacon's life is a gross joke.
My life is a gross joke that nobody laughs at. Except for maybe my parents. I will also say that Adam Sandler is doing the patented small bounce. I don't know if you've noticed. He has this like thing where he kind of bounces when he talks that he used to do on SNL in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's, like it's kind of excited, a nervous thing. Yeah. Also, Marie used to do this nervous thing.
I knew you were going to bring that up. I knew you were.
Marie and I
You're
did.
You're so excited.
Marie and I, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, six first years improv ago class. Classes together, Marie would always get on stage, and her tick, her nervous tick that she would do is when she would talk, she would shuffle her feet back and forth really quick.
I
and,
was
like
really
hop.
Excited to
you were so excited to be on stage.
On stage,
it was hilarious, and I don't know why you stopped doing it.
Okay, my note, my next note is, so he has a best friend that he shares a room with, Bob, also a waiter, but doesn't do much waiting, as we've seen.
Nobody does a lot of anything.
His best friend is Lars from Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Lars!
I've never seen that film.
Also, there's this random rock star on the ship subplot, and this rock star is fucking foul.
Yeah, he has cold sores on his mouth.
Like, literally cold sores everywhere.
His teeth are black in between his teeth.
And it's, like, not makeup.
Yeah, and he has the skinniest little arms that they drew.
Yeah, that they drew, like, tattoos on.
It's gross. It's and really the making out is gross. There's a lot of shots of the Marie has a problem with Miss Jamaica.
Okay.
She's white.
An American!
I don't know if she's American. They
she
speak
is.
English in Jamaica.
Yes, but they have a little bit of an accent, even if they're white.
Well, I think this is the late 80s, and I think that they were just racist, and they wouldn't put I don't know.
I think it's it's an attempt at a shitty joke, but it just is not okay.
Also, Marie, did you notice there's this part, there's this shot at the bar. There's a whole scene at the bar. Where, it's like, terrible. Different characters come over. It's awful. There's no reason to talk about it. Except for Marie, did you notice that they didn't cut away from that scene once?
No.
It was, like, a long... It was like watching... It was like watching Birdman.
Yeah.
Like an awful Birdman.
Awful.
There's a whole shot. Yeah. And also, half of the shot is that shot behind the bar where you could see, like, the soda gun and the glasses.
Yes. God, it was so bad.
It's because they didn't have the right lenses.
I freaked out because I noticed that in this stupid ass long shot, the person behind the bar that's like, like scrubbing, blah, 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 you don't see him.
The bartender.
You finally do see his face, and it's the fucking guy that's in every single Adam Sandler film. That we ever see, like, he's in everyone, I think. And
I don't even
he's
know
like
his name.
Part of the Happy Madison guys.
Wait, he's the guy in Grandma's Boy, right?
Yes, he is the lead in Grandma's Boy. His name is Alan Covert.
There it is.
He doesn't do anything outside of the Happy Madison stuff.
Who cares? He makes money.
He makes sweet, sweet money because he's attached to the Sandler train. But I literally cannot believe their friendship goes this far back. I mean, I guess now I can, but
maybe
just,
that's
like,
where they met. Yeah.
Shocking.
Or maybe they were friends before, and then
right,
he's like, come
and he
be on
got
this
them,
thing.
Got yeah. him in this movie, and then the rest is history.
I will say the best part about this movie is that there's really not a plot, and
there's
that we don't need to talk about it.
Plot.
Here it is. Adam Sandler wants to be a comedian. He's not
he's
doing so
ship.
Well at it. He's on the ship, and he's trying to do a job. There's a couple dream sequences.
Yeah, there's like a really pornographic shot on the beach.
Oh, boy.
I will. Bacon really hated the women's swimsuit because it was like a onesie, but it was like all butt.
I am not a fan. I'm gonna go ahead and come out and say this, guys. Okay, call me whatever you want to call me, ladies. You can wear whatever you want. Okay, I'm saying for my personal preference, I hate the old style bathing suit thing where the bathing suit starts at your crotch and then goes up over your hips. It's disturbing to me. It looks like you're
a thong.
It's no, that goes up your butt. talking about the part that goes over your hips, so it looks like you're getting a wedgie. It looks like the swimsuit's going into your vagina, and it's disturbing me.
Well, it's still a thong, because it's up your butt, but, like, it's an extreme, like,
I don't like it. It grosses me out. It's gross. I will say that I like Miss Israel on this.
Miss Israel, also an American, has...
She's my Miss.
...has tig ol' bitties in... Bacon loves him.
So. One last thing I would like to point out, my last note. Adam Sandler is charming in this movie.
Adam Sandler is every guy I attempted to date in college.
Because he's Jewish?
Yes.
Murray loves Jew boys.
I really do. I really
he's
do.
He's funny. He's fit as hell. He has his shirt off.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, and... He's charming.
He's like tan too.
Yeah.
He's really attractive.
I think it's not his fault, this movie. I think that they kind of just don't know what they're doing and they're kind of just having fun.
He's 22.
Jesus Christ. I wish I could be this good when I was 22.
Like, if anybody made a movie that was their star, like they were the sole vehicle for the film.
You don't have any experience, and then also your director can't give you anything, and also you have no money,
and also
there's
the crew
members
didn't bring the right lenses.
Yeah, it's just kind of like ship. I feel like he's doing his best.
He is.
He's trying trying.
He's trying, but it's real bad, folks.
Cool. We should get back on to the next 30 minutes. Also, the movie is 90 minutes long, even stretched out, so we're only going to have 3 stops. You ready, Marie?
I'm ready.
Let's go on.
Stop card.
All right, Marie never said it, but she has used her stop card, because Marie's dead. Marie's been broken by this movie.
Okay.
I assume that was your stop card.
I didn't technically say it, but... Okay, guys.
All right, Marie, can you explain what's going on?
Bacon was in the bathroom. There's a scene happening. People think that Dickie Diamond died because
The
ship's comedian because his hat fell in the water, and they immediately are having a funeral at sea for him.
Yep.
And I don't know where Adam Sandler's talking to the camera, and then this guy crawls along the railing, and he's dressed like Poseidon.
I don't know if that's Poseidon.
No idea.
Poseidon has a trident. He has. Some sort of loopy king.
Stick.
He has a shepherd's stick. He has a crown. The only reason why we know he's Poseidon is because they're at sea and he's some sort of god. Marie's broken.
He came out of nowhere. He just crawled. He crawled along the side. It makes no sense. But I think it's Billy Zane.
It's 100% Billy Zane. Billy Zane's in this movie as Poseidon.
As Poseidon! What?
The crawl's not that funny, you guys. Marie's lost her mind. This video has made her lose her mind.
Oh my god.
Alright, is that all you gotta say, Marie? Alright, let's get back to the movie. Alright, we... are back. Oh, and our spirit is deflated.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Marie, what do you got for notes so far in this middle part of the movie?
Shecky gets his chance. He bombs. But the best part of him bombing is that...
One of the hecklers. Is Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton!
Marie did not know that he was in this movie.
And also, Bacon had to watch me struggle, and I'm like, wait,
who is that?
I know him.
Because it's a young Billy Bob.
He looks so much less weathered.
And also, it's like...
crazy.
How you would never expect Billy Bob Thornton to be in this movie. But he's in the movie as a heckler. and he heckles him in his first shot.
Bizarre.
So, by the way, we're an hour into this film. We're 60 minutes into the 90 minutes of the film. We've only seen our main character try stand up one time.
Yes.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't even close to as bad as the guy who apparently is dead.
Right.
And that also, I'd like to point out, we're an hour into this movie, and I have not seen a lot of Adam Sandler. He doesn't talk a lot.
We just keep bouncing back and forth between stuff. Also, there's this weird thing that keeps happening in the movie where he gets in arguments with people and, like, nothing progresses. He just says his line, they say their line, and then they keep repeating the same thing.
Yeah, they're just filling time.
But it's like, you've wasted 2 minutes. And
also, there's a couple guys who are coming to try and kill somebody. Yeah, apparently. So we're an hour in.
There was a new subplot introduced where, I thought originally that it was like a Cuban general.
It doesn't matter what he is. Yeah.
But then his like goons that he had come in, were speaking in French accents.
Yeah, but then
he wasn't.
No.
But. He wants them to kill what's his name? Dickie's girlfriend, because she said something mean about him. Miss Australia. She said something mean about him. Apparently, he has a live feed to the ship.
Yep.
He heard what she said. He's pissed. Mm-hmm. He has his goons going after her. Goons
have still yet to get to her. Yeah, we just see shots of the goons on a tiny boat.
A tiny speedboat. They started speaking in French accents. Then they switched to, like, Israeli?
Yep.
And now I don't even know what they're doing.
Now they're just kind of mixing whatever.
Yeah. But also, there's like they just literally fought over a piece of salami.
Yep. That's that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's basically all that happened.
Right.
In that whole half hour.
Yeah. There are just weird bits in it that are like trying to be tongue-in-cheek, but like right before where we are now, he was like, yeah, I should do that. But first, here's a shot of some gorgeous girls. Then he, like, does his signature, like, eyes roll the back of his head, like, tongue out. Like,
and then we see mostly legs and butts. So the director / cameraman's a leg and butt dude. Mostly legs.
Weirdly, and feet. A lot of legs.
Did Quentin Tarantino direct this film? Because it's a lot of feet, and it wasn't attractive.
I don't know.
And a lot of that shot of women wearing stuff that goes up into their vagina.
Megan has complained so much about, like, the high waist.
It's disgusting. It looks like it hurts.
It's so weird. It's just weird that, like, that's what upsets you.
It's gross. Also, I don't know. Maybe it's because I also am like, hey, you know what I find attractive?
High hip.
Oh, you know what I find attractive is like volleyball shorts.
Square.
I like volleyball shorts.
Square.
I like square vagina.
Square pants.
Square pants. I don't want no triangle pants.
I want a woman in a square with a square butt.
I want square butts. I don't want no triangle butts. I have a very specific type, and it's been said, and it shall be done. All right, that's it. Let's watch the rest of this movie, and then we'll be done. Okay. Oh, boy. And we are finally done.
It was bad. It was really bad.
You guys, we'll just say that the main point of the movie was set up to be Adam Sandler wanted to be a comedian on a cruise ship.
He failed.
Well, at the end of the movie, he said he got what he wanted, even though we never saw him actually succeeding.
Yeah, we never saw him succeed at being a cruise ship comedian.
I mean, he was standing in front of people at one point and he made like two jokes that went over well. But also the audience had before on the cruise ship, everybody who was on the cruise ship was just a beauty queen. All of a sudden, for some reason, at the very end of the movie,
there were normal people.
They had normal people on.
But also,
a banana.
A banana!
There was a guy in a banana suit.
It was a really good banana costume. Like, it was such a good banana.
You guys, this movie cost $20,000 to make, $100,000. Sorry, $200,000 to make. Half of that went for that banana suit.
Banana costume. Jesus goddamn Christ. good, though. It's a highlight for me. other than, it was actually King Neptune, which makes
whatever.
No sense.
Nobody cares. Well, here's what happens at the end. Adam Sandler does that, and even though it's like, no, you guys didn't even fulfill that, and then also the terrorists come on, and they don't kill Miss America. They don't Miss Australia, sorry. They end up wanting to be stand-up comedians as well.
Yes, they just perform, and they don't even real. They just kind of make statements, and then people laugh.
Yeah, that's the main problem with this movie is it's about stand-up comedy on a boat, and there's literally no stand-up.
There's no jokes.
Oh my god.
Oh, but random surprise! Yep. Right after we ended our last commentary,
yep.
Megan, who's the last person you'd think you'd see in a cruise ship movie with Adam Sandler?
I didn't think I'd see the back of a gross old man.
Friends, Milton Berle is in this movie.
To be fair, mostly the back of his gross old neck. It was the worst shot of him, where it's like he was wearing a fancy button-up shirt where it's like...
Megan was so offended by the old man neck, and he was like, you were like, it's like mangled ham.
You guys, between the back of Milton Berle's neck and high swimsuits on girls, I don't know if I'll ever be able to get an erection again. It was so bad. It was so gross. This movie is so gross. I feel gross. I need to take a shower after watching this movie.
But yeah, Milton Berle's in this film.
Yeah, he is. He shows up to give him notes. Well, not notes. He just tells him jokes to write down.
Basically just lets him steal Milton Berle's own material.
Hey, Milton Berle, teach a man a fish. And he doesn't need...
He doesn't need your old man neck jokes.
Gross, you guys. It was so gross. It was... You guys, you agree. Like, your neck ages faster than the rest of you.
That's why you're supposed to lotion it. That's supposed to be part of your beauty regimen.
Yeah, not for old men, apparently.
Okay, well, start now so you don't have that.
Now I know. I'm going to lotion my neck so hard, you guys, because it was the grossest thing. It was like Jabba the Hutt was put in. What else are your notes? Because all I have is neck.
That's all I have. Milton Berle, Banana Man, Terrorists.
All right, that's Going Overboard, you guys.
Yeah.
Marie, would you recommend, if you are an Adam Sandler fan, do you need to see this?
No, absolutely not.
I also would not recommend this movie if you're a fan of movies. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Remember when you were little and you try to make a movie with your friends or do like a radio show with your friends?
It felt a lot like that.
It feels exactly like that. You could tell they're having fun. You could tell they like each other. You could tell there's some talented people there.
Again.
But they just don't know what they're doing.
Adam Sandler is 22.
Yeah.
Some bumblefuck from Tisch School of the Arts got a grant and was like, I'm going to make a comedy. And they're like, my best friend, the funniest guy in class, Adam Sandler, should star in it.
Yeah.
And that's what this movie is.
And he stars in it, but I think he has the least amount of lines.
Also, they filmed on the most disgusting cruise ship of all time.
Also, filming on a cruise ship has to be very difficult because, one, it's swaying back and forth constantly if you've ever been on a cruise ship.
Wind.
Yeah, there's wind constantly, so I'd say 75% of the movie is 80 yard.
Teeny tiny corners.
Bad, yes. And there's tiny corners, so you can't get shots of things. And then if you don't bring the right lenses, you're basically just... Okay, so if you do that, and then you don't have a good script, you're basically just fucked from the beginning.
Yeah, they were just improvising on a cruise ship, but like...
Yeah, horribly.
And also with Billy Zane and Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, just showing up. An old man neck. also, just so you guys know, we are going to be ranking all of Adam Sandler's films as we go through. So right now we've watched one film. Marie, we're on your list of Adam Sandler movies. Where would you put this?
like movies I've seen in my lifetime.
Nope, it has to be one. Is the correct answer?
Okay, we'll act like I've never seen one.
No, well, no, because we're doing it as we go through. So right now, this is our number one.
Yeah, this is our number one film.
So this is where it starts out. So we'll be able to, at the end, have like a good ranking of his films.
This is going to be so much math.
Oh, we'll write it down. It'll be easy.
Okay.
Anything anything you want to say before we end this bad boy?
No, just that, like, we're not horrible people. We just watch horrible films.
That should be our sign off. We're not horrible people. We just watch horrible films.
Also, Adam Sandler, at this point, I don't think we want him to stop because
no.
This is a bad movie.
Oh, that's another thing we should say is yeah. Should Adam Sandler stop? Yes or no? At this point.
He shows promise. So I'm going to say don't stop.
No, Adam Sandler.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Keep it going.
But please stop.
But the name of the podcast is Adam Sandler.
Please stop.
Oh yeah, I wanted to tell you, this is a no-budget flick, not a low-budget flick. No budget. Now enjoy the flick. I'll see you later.